You know, the Lord tells us in His Word is true to press. In the Bible, that we don't, it seems to be like we don't take it to heart as we should. And one of those threats is to stay from rule and the government and all those who are in authority to pray for them that we might be required in the peace of the life. And I don't think that we'll have that request too much at all. I don't think that it's sincere enough for that life. And another request that Jesus gives us is a standing request, and that is to pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that He would send forth more laborers into the
vineyard. Yeah.
I don't think that request is being considered too seriously.
Praise the Lord.
But I think we should do more praying along that line. I think the apostle says that we might live a quiet and peaceable life.
Yeah.
And so the Lord is the author of peace. Yeah. And that's what we want, peace. Yeah. Now we're going to get into our study here a little bit. Desire your prayers and cooperation and help. And in the way that the Lord lays on you to help our relationship to God and to each other.
Yeah.
And the first scripture we want to read to help us on the line is found in Ephesians, the second chapter, beginning with the first verse. And it reads like this: "And you had He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past He walked according to the course of this world."
Yes.
"According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past."
Amen.
"In the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles of the flesh," were called uncircumcision to that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being alien from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world."
Yeah.
Now, that was our condition to start with.
Yes.
We were dead, separated from God, without Christ, and aged, and weak. That's what it said, right?
Yeah.
And we all had our conversation in those things in time past. The Lord gathered up people from every walk of life, and He brought them out. Now, we were all at one time in sin, every one of us. I don't believe there's one in the building that did a serving the Lord, start out in the service of God without salvation, without realizing that they was in this category at one time they were just raised.
Yes.
I might read the third verse again. It says, "Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others," just like other people. And if we look over the world today and see the condition of humanity, so much sin and wickedness in the world, we realize that we ourselves at one time was in that same place. And it took a power to get us out.
Yes.
Now, the spirit of the Lord and the spirit of the devil is in opposition one against another.
Oh, yes.
And as we heard last night, before an individual can be saved or be delivered from his sins, it must be through the operation of the Spirit of God. As Jesus said, no man can come unto me except the Father which sent me draw him. And we see that it's absolutely necessary. There's no way for an individual to be saved unless it's through the influence of the Spirit of God. And just as true and just as sure as there is a God, there is an adversary. It is called the devil and Satan and so on. There is an opposition to every move that God makes to deliver us, so the devil is on hand to deliver that soul.
Amen.
I wish you could see this just like it is. Just like the message went forth last night, and the people sat and listened, and it was so hard to try to persuade anybody to make a move to come to God. I don't blame the individuals altogether for that being hindered in standing back.
Yes.
But if you can see what I'm talking about, there's a devil. Lay hands on people.
Yes.
To hinder them from believing and accepting the truth.
Amen.
It's not just the individuals themselves just standing back, but there's a power that's got a hold of people. It's holding them back.
Yes.
There are good many people that would be glad to be saved. But the self has got a hold of them.
Yes.
And it needs the power of God to break that spell.
Yes.
People and we were that way at one time.
Sure.
Maybe not quite under the influence of heart. Some others is someone more bound but than others. But if the Lord had to come to our rescue and deliver us and help us to make a distinction for the right, it is still we'd have been going on in our grave. But I want to impress this upon our minds and those who are saved and those who are delivered that the devil is in the congregation, in among the congregation of the saints.
Yes.
The Bible tells us back in the day that Job was one of the children of God, the Son of God, assembled together.
Yeah.
The devil, or Satan,
yes,
also came along.
Yes.
Do you believe Satan's here?
I
believe Satan's right in this spirit right now.
Right now.
I believe he's the devil.
Yeah, I believe it.
The very prince of hell is in the spirit right now.
That's right.
Amen.
They're trying to hinder people from receiving the truth.
Yeah.
And to blind their eyes. And to keep them away from God.
Amen.
I believe, I don't want to say something to block or to hinder or to bind anybody and to make things worse than what they really are.
Yes.
And I'm giving you this privilege if I make a statement that's contrary to the right and to the ways of the Lord, I give you the privilege to just call my attention to it.
Well, stop. Amen.
But I'm going to say this one thing. And I'll start to say it easy as I can, but I'm just going to say it. There are people today, and I'm not going to be too fast. There are people today that are devils of death, just like you are in the day when Jesus Christ was here on earth. Now the devil has let up on getting into people and causing them to do unseemly things.
Amen. Amen.
Back when I first got saved, ever in this life? Why, occasionally we would see cases of the kind where people were called on to cast the devil out of them.
Yeah.
Now, they had to be delivered before they could get saved. Well, I don't think the devil is backed up in it.
No.
The way the conditions are existing around us, the things that the works of the devil have been propagated, I think the devil is still on the job.
Yeah. Amen.
This might not sound like I'm staying with the subject, but I'm getting what was my subject? That's right.
Yeah.
Our relationship to God and to each other. What do we have to get a started for?
Uh-huh.
We're all lost in sin and away from God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Lord has mercy upon us and brought us out.
Yeah.
Now we want to turn to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Right here, we believe we have it to read the 18th verse.
Yeah.
And let's see what it says there. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. People's understanding is darkened when they're away from God, when they're without God. You can preach and preach all you want to, and put forth just as much effort as in our power to do so, and try to get people to see and understand the truth.
Yeah.
But that mind is right in the aid of me from the life of God, if they can't understand, can't imagine, they can't understand. It's going to take the power to correct, to open up their eyes, to give them a vengeance, to help them see the truth, and to understand the truth of God.
Yes.
That's absolutely necessary. Mm-hmm. Be done. All right, it goes on again. I would say here, in Colossians, we turn to Colossians. I believe it's the first chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to read the verse a few there. It started out Colossians 1 and 2. It said to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which is Colossae, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, pray always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ, and of the love which ye have for all the saints.
Yeah.
A lot of change has taken place along here. And these people have been delivered and they've turned to the Lord. And there's a great change. The Bible teaches us that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Yeah.
Old things have passed away, behold, all things are become new.
Thank the Lord.
And instead of desiring and trying to fulfill the lust of the flesh and the desires of the mind, and being alienated from God, we become in contact with the Lord, and we are under the influence and directed by the Spirit of the Lord.
Yeah.
And that will help us and teach us how to serve the Lord. Nicodemus came to the Lord one night. You all know about his inquiry.
Yes.
And he said, Rabbi, we know that God of teaching comes from God, because no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him.
Yes.
The Lord didn't seem to put in so much on the miracles and the things that were brought there. But what the Lord said to him was that except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So then we see it is necessary for a person to have a new birth.
Amen.
And whenever one is born again of the Spirit, he has a new life. And to be born of the Spirit, to be born, makes them a child of God.
Yes.
So that everyone that is saved, they are the children of God, sons of God, as joint heirs of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And the Lord looked down upon them as his children. I think we read in Song of Solomon, it says, "Thou art mine." So when we were without God, and we're aliens from God, we're aliens one to another.
Yes.
One to the other. We didn't have that fellowship with each other. As it comes through the Spirit, and we're just walking on in darkness, going contrary to the will and the way of the Lord. But since we have come to the Lord and received of the Spirit of God and been born of God and made new creatures in Him, well, then we have a different relationship to God. We're not enemies to God anymore. We're not born of the Spirit of God. We're not enemies to each other, but we're in harmony one with another.
Yeah.
And we're directed by the Spirit of the Lord. All right, another scripture, I believe it is. It's the fourth chapter of Ephesians. Mm-hmm. I begin reading at the first verse. And it reads like this. We might want to read one before we read that, and then 2 and 8. It says, even when we were dead in sins, it quickened us together with God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.